While people who work on Wall Street didn't become street people yesterday, it was a bad day for investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average falling more than 1,100 points, its worst day since 2020. And this is being driven by a lot of things, including inflation and gas prices. But yesterday's tumble could be pinned primarily on bad news from the retail sector. You had Target's quarterly report showing their earnings were way down and down a lot farther than analysts had forecasted. And that sent Target's stock tumbling yesterday by almost 25%. But is it just one sign that retail is in trouble overall? Because, you know, Target blamed shipping costs as well as shoppers buying fewer TVs and appliances, which were going like hotcakes during the pandemic with all that stimulus money floating around. Retailers have a lot of bloated inventory right now that they've marked down to sell. I actually was in a Target on Sunday, and I almost tried to talk my wife into taking home a big TV, you know, much like I would a puppy. Please, please, can we take him home? Can we take him home? Because it was marked way down, right? But the Target misses its Target story is not the only story. You got this coming a day after Walmart missed its earnings report, and it also cited higher costs for goods and shipping and labor. They had their worst day in 35 years on Tuesday, going down 11.4%. Their stock went down, and then it went down another 6.8% yesterday. And they're not the only retailers out there that are suffering right now. At least, let's put it this way. Stockholders of those companies are suffering. And let's be honest, you don't even have to know that you own Target or Walmart stock in order to own that because, you know, it's in our 401k generally, right?
But I get reminded often you haven't really lost any money until you go to take it out.
That's true. That's true. So, you know, the time to pull it out and stick it in your mattress is not after you all the losses, right? That's not the time, right? But Valley economist Jim Rounds was asked if we're headed for a recession.
All of these economic imbalances are starting to add up, and it's going to make it more difficult for the economy to grow at the same rate.
But when I picked my brother-in-law up from the airport yesterday, he's an Arizona native. We didn't discuss stock prices. We talked about gas prices and how he never thought we'd see a day when we were $5 plus for a gallon of gas in the Valley. Jim Cross, KTAR senior news reporter, of course, watches gas prices really closely for us. And you had some more startling news to report this morning, Jim.
Yeah, Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy said yesterday, he told Mike Broomhead on KTAR, he didn't think we'd hit $6 a gallon. He didn't absolutely say we wouldn't, but he said it was unlikely. This morning, J.P. Morgan is now saying they expect national average to hit $6 or $6.20, possibly by August. And we're always, what, 20 or 30 cents, it seems like, above the national average. So there you have it.
So we're looking more like $6.50 a gallon being possible.
That's crazy.
I know. Jim and I have been laughing. We're a couple of the older guys around the newsroom, and we're laughing about how this might adjust our retirement, which I'm just decided I'm never going to retire. But alternative lifestyles to, you know, get you through because you can't afford gas or money left in your 401k when you retire for the gas.
I think at this rate, we should probably each be able to retire by about 110
exactly
years old.
Right.
Well, we always have joked in the past about how what good Walmart greeters we would make.
That's true.
We may get to test that.
That's true.
If we can afford the gas to go to work.
Right.
That's, you know.
So I think Jim and I are going to eventually retire as Walmart greeters, and we're going to share a bicycle built for two to get to work together, right? Jim's like, yeah, no way.
Sure.
If you ride in the back, maybe, he's thinking. Right?
I think he'll ride a horse.
There you go. Like you could afford a horse, even though he is the cowboy of the newsroom.